Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Wake up! In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
He can be that emotional, oh, the ladies love him, but then the guys listen to him too.
They say everything that people want to say, but they usually don't.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Yo, shout out to Megan. Put together an amazing project. DJ Megan Wright. That's the name of the project. Go pick it up. You know, another DJ on this radio station got some fire, flame, fuego out here. His name is Funkmaster Flex. Oh, it's another DJ with some fire out here, too. His name is Drewski. And it's another DJ that's about to drop some heat rocks in June, I'm hearing. His name, Rosenberg.
Yes.
Rosenberg got a big album on the way, too, man. I hear, what was it, Laura? He was talking about meth. And,
yeah, Method Man, Raekwon. He has amazing people on there. It's lit.
You got West Side Gun and Conway, I think, is on a couple of joints.
It's an exciting
the
project.
Flea Lord.
Nice blend of artists.
Facts. It's time for some shenanigans this morning. Laura, how you feeling out here?
I feel good. I am ready for the
you
weekend.
Have to think about
I
it.
Know it's Thursday.
Young Baby Light whooping that ass over
good.
There.
Yes. But in a good way, though. I'm just tired. You know, dealing with a baby, but she's amazing.
Yeah, she's dope. That when you see her smile, that's what reinvigorates you, right?
Yep. It's like a little high that you get. You're like, oh my God. Yeah, she's good though. Everything is good. Can't complain.
God bless. That's beautiful. Look, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, what's the weather looking like today, Laura? What are we doing?
Well, today is sunshine. You know, yesterday we had a little rain, but today is high of 64 and sunny all day today.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful too.
I like
it. Everything is beautiful. And it's Thursday, which means tomorrow's Friday. I mess with a Thursday, though. You know, earlier in the week, we was having the whole Monday-Tuesday debate. There's no question everybody likes Thursday. You know what it was quiet for yesterday, though? Cinco de Mayo was quiet.
Really? Like I saw a lot of people celebrating, though.
I didn't see nothing.
Well, I saw a lot of people in my, like, social media feeds. I saw people cooking at home.
Oh, okay.
Rosenberg and Cass One had a whole margarita spread with margaritas and delicious tacos, homemade
that's
tacos.
An inside job though. That's 1800 tequila. Shout to them. 1800 tequila delicious. Came to the table, cut an
I
amazing
was like,
check.
Can I
have some? You know what I'm saying?
Can I have some margaritas?
They definitely were chefing up, but that's two people. I thought maybe because you know we had got to a point where it was like, all right, if you're vaccinated. You can do your thing. You know what I'm saying? You can be outside, no mask. But I think people are still on the fence. Like, am I good? Am I not good? Should I go? I think there's still some fear there. We're going to a place.
Yeah.
For still sure. Some hesitation.
Creeping into the swimming pool slow. You know what I'm saying?
Slow. Dip your toe in. I respect it, though. I thought it would be some serious mayhem and bedlam outside for a little Cinco de Mayo action. I saw a couple of little, you know, restaurants that looked like their little outside areas was popping. You know what I mean? But it wasn't OD. So salute to everybody if you celebrated at home yesterday just to... And salute to everybody that actually knows what you're celebrating on Cinco de Mayo. How about that part?
A lot of people think it's Mexican Independence Day.
Yo, we've been going over this for years, Laura. It is not Mexican Independence Day, which I think is in September.
Yeah. I don't think they really understand
it. It's the celebration of the Battle at Puebla. I think in Puebla, Mexico, they do a little something in that town. But the whole country of Mexico does not.
It's huge in Puebla.
It is huge, confirmed huge in Puebla?
Yeah, it's a big thing in Puebla.
Okay.
And then it became a big thing in America, just in like California among Mexican Americans. But it's not Mexican Independence, no.
No.
But it's a great
Mexican Independence Day is September 16th.
Yeah. So don't confuse the two. But, you know, all the Cinco de Mayans, shout to all of y'all. You know what I mean? All the people celebrating. Let's get into some shenanigans. Who is on the line?
Now
It's time for the game that lives up to its name. We got Kenneth.
Catalina.
Oh, okay. Catalina.
Went to work.
Oh, man.
Okay, wait. We got Kenneth. Let's see if
Kenneth, what's going on? Did we lose Catalina?
No, we didn't lose her. The phone is. Here we go. All right.
Kenneth, what's going on, my peoples?
What's going on, man? What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
You sounded tired this morning, Kenneth. What's happening?
Two kids, man. Running me crazy.
Talk about it.
That'll do it.
You got them back in school now?
Yeah, 5 days. 5 days. They've been going back since September.
When do you wake them up? 7?
6. They got to be in by 7:30.
Oh, they got to be there at 7:30. What type of school is this?
Good school. We got the Riverdale. In the Bronx.
Oh, Riverdale in the Bronx. Okay. Yeah, y'all got, that's a great school up there.
Yeah.
No wonder. They got to be there at 7:30. That's borderline abuse.
There you go.
Nah. It's good. It's good. Morning programs. Get them started early.
There you go.
Kenneth, wake up nice and early.
Kenneth is on it. Catalina, how are you?
I like it.
Hi, good morning, guys. I'm well, and yourself?
We are blessed today. Great to hear your voice. Where are you headed today? What do you do?
Thank you. I'm a labor and delivery nurse at North Beth Israel. I'm on my way to work, yeah.
Ooh, how many babies you delivering every day?
Salute to you.
It's so much fun. It varies, you know. You can't really predict, but on a crazy day, up to 11, maybe 15 sometimes, yeah.
Woo! Now, did you see the report yesterday? They put out that the birth rate is the lowest it's ever been or something like that. Did you read that article?
No, I did not, which doesn't make any sense because I think everyone has been home. Everyone should be getting birth now, right?
I mean, slowed down for you?
They did say that our birth rates have been slowing down. I attributed that to just people giving birth at other hospitals. But in general, yes, it has slowed down since I started.
Oh, there you go.
Wait, real quick. There was an article yesterday that I saw on BBC. A 25-year-old woman gave birth to 9 babies.
I can't even imagine.
How old was she?
She had a litter. What was she?
The doctors, when they did her sonograms, they only counted 7. And when she gave birth, it was 9, 25 years old.
Oh. What?
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't it?
Yo,
fam,
she's a Rottweiler.
So, Google it.
She's a pit bull.
It's crazy.
Like a
puppy. Yeah, she had puppies.
I know.
And she
everyone was healthy.
She didn't even know she was pregnant. She gave birth on a plane.
No.
No, that's not the same one.
I'm just kidding.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, have you ever met anyone that didn't know they were pregnant, Catalina?
Yeah, there have been a few.
But no, who gave birth and
who
didn't
gave
know
birth and didn't know?
No, they came in later on.
They came in late, but it wasn't they knew. Yeah, because this woman they said had a baby on a plane, didn't know she was 9 months pregnant.
Well, I mean.
She's an idiot. Go ahead and say it. She's an idiot.
I can't speak to that.
Go ahead and say it. She's an idiot.
No.
She's holding
this
back.
This is different from the one who gave birth to 9 babies. Though.
Yeah,
don't
that's two different stories.
I mean, 9 babies in your belly, I think that's hard to miss. I mean, I don't think she didn't think she wasn't pregnant.
No, she knew.
She absolutely knew. She was pregnant.
That's two different stories. Catalina, you get to choose. Let's get into these shenanigans. 60 seconds on the clock. Catalina, who do you want to represent you, me or Laura Staff?
I'm going with Laura today. Thank you.
I mean, as you should. Right. It's the game that lives up to its name, man.
Let's get him, Laura.
Shotty with the question.
Yes.
Wait, get him, Laura. I mean, it's one thing you chose Laura, but now you're really putting a lot of pressure on it.
I want my shout out.
That's right. Let's play. Laura never loses.
Here we go. Okay, which NBA star does the NBA LAPD?
Laura. LAPD. They want the NBA to investigate him. That would be LeBron James.
LeBron James is correct. I don't know why they would want to do that. What group of animals is called a tower?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
A group of animals is called a
three.
What did he say?
Two.
Dolphins.
One. Incorrect.
No, think tall, Ebro. Giraffe.
Called a what? I didn't even hear what he said.
Tower.
Called a tower.
Oh, I didn't even hear.
I've never heard that.
Giraffe is correct. Which movie universe released
Ebro.
Ebro.
Marvel.
Marvel did with the promo What is the largest chocolate manufacturer? Laura.
I'm going to go with Hershey.
That's right, in the United States. It was rumored Hit-Boy would produce.
Ebro.
It was rumored Hit-Boy would produce a Nas and Jay-Z collaboration album.
That is correct. But Laura wins.
Laura wins.
Yay!
I wish I would have heard him
Catalina.
Say Catalina. I think I
would have
guessed Giraffe.
Yay,
hey, Catalina, you okay. Get shout-outs. Go ahead. Sorry. Sorry to the bro.
Yay, Kenneth.
Kenneth, man.
No problem. Thank you. So I want to shout-out all the staff at Nurse at Israel. I want to shout-out all the nurses during Nurses Week, my husband David, our kids. And check out 123buyacar.com. All cars got approved. We'll deliver it to you. Yes, that's it. And have a happy weekend.
Wait, what's the business? What's the business again? Don't rush through that.
Oh, yeah, thank you. 123buyacar.com.
123buyacar.com, and you guys will bring the car to the people after they buy it?
Yeah, you don't have to step door in the dealership. All predicates approved. We got you guys.
Chill, man. Yo, our listeners... Every day I'm amazed, man. The listeners calling got amazing businesses. They got great jobs, man. We love y'all, man. You guys are an inspiration.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. You guys are an inspiration. Thank you for a fun ride into work every morning.
Aww.
Thank you for locking in, Catalina. Be safe. Kenneth, get those babies to school up in Riverdale. And on the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, if you're a big fan of Beyonce and Selena, I have a really cute story to share with you guys that a lot of fans were buzzing about on social media. So we'll discuss it coming up. Flashing Lights.
Future's promising when you have artists like her, man. Yeah, I can run through a list of artists, man. You know, we spend a lot of time. And I say we as in, you know, people in and around music media, you know, and we hear from the audience even. I see it on socials where it's like, yo, today's music, the music today, the today's music is so blah, blah, blah. But we don't stop and celebrate. I mean, look, we heard a J. Cole album is on the way out. We know what J. Cole stands for. There's people like her who are incredible, incredible artists, right? Even Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. Incredible artist, right? You may not like what Doja Cat's talking about, but she's super talented.
Super.
Right, super right. Talented. No question about the talent. So many great artists out here. And then that's before we get to the Kendrick Lamars of the world, you know? So, yeah, man. Chance the Rapper, even. You know, he's going through a little slump right now, but Duke is talented. And young. How old's Chance now, Rosenberg? Is he even 30
yet?
Well,
we just did his birthday. We know. 28, I think.
Close, 28. Yeah. Talking about great things, man. So there's a lot of promising artists out here in both hip-hop and R&B just making great music. So never underestimate the young people, man. They want to make great music, too. Let's get to Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411.
A lot of y'all trash.
Flashing lights, lights,
you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Stiles.
So part two of Selena, the series, arrived on Netflix, and there's a particular scene that had a lot of fans buzzing. There's an episode of the show where a young Beyonce is shown running into Selena, and I'm talking about Selena the Tejano singer, not Selena Gomez. Well, they were shopping at a mall in Houston, and a woman played, you know, Tina Lawson, and there's a girl who played, you know, Solange. And people were wondering if it really happened in real life. But yeah, it's a thing. Like, if you go on YouTube, you can find the Beyonce MTV interview where she talks about meeting her before she was a celebrity and being scared to talk to her. But it was super cute because people were like, that didn't happen. But it did. It's a cute little moment.
How old is she supposed to be in the scene?
The scene, she looks young. She looks like she's like 12 or 13.
Yeah. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, but it's really cute, especially to see
it's funny,
worlds.
The clip, you got to watch it because you see these two kids with their mom at the mall. You see Selena walking, you know, walking out of the mall from, I don't know, signing autographs. You see these two girls stop. And the older girl's like, Mom. And the mom's like, go talk to her. You sing. Tell her that you sing. and she freezes and doesn't take the moment. And in the background, you hear the mom say, "Beyonce, you have to stop being afraid." Because that's the only way you know that it's Beyonce. So they make sure to go, Tina Knowles goes, "Beyonce, you're going to have to stop being afraid."
Yeah, that's hilarious.
But it's cute, though.
And it,
cute.
And it worked. People got excited.
Yeah.
Yo, fam, yeah. Listen, I haven't seen the Netflix, so I can't really judge, but is it a good biopic or not?
It's a series.
Or series, whatever.
It's okay. The only part I do like is that a lot of, you know, like, younger kids are into it, and it's a great way to keep the conversation going about Selena. But
so
to
it's
me,
for it's for okay. young kids, though.
Right, yes. It's definitely like a teeny bopper series. But I'm also biased because I love the Selena movie with Jennifer Lopez so much.
I was
just
about to say, that joint was fire.
Yeah. But it was sweet. It's a sweet moment.
Has anybody rewatched the J-Lo Selena movie to make sure? Because you know how you see things when you're older and you're like, yo, this is trash?
I saw it, I think, like 5 years ago, and I still loved it.
And it held up pretty good. Okay.
It's nostalgia also, though.
Okay.
It's your Flesh and Light Report. The time is 7 a.m. Today is going to be sunny, guys. Beautiful day, a high of 64 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, I think I found Loopy. The ultimate Knicks and Yankees fan. I've been looking for Loopy. I think we found him.
Say word.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I think we're going to be able to get him back on the program. He wants to talk Yankees.
He does.
I bet he does.
And you know Rosenberg's favorite thing is to talk baseball before the All-Star break.
Oh, yeah. I do so little of it.
Keep it locked. Also, what should be on that list of congratulations you played yourself? Who should get the button today? Keep it locked. Ladies and gentlemen, you may have heard of Ebro Lauren Rosenberg. If you're turning on your radio station, you're like, who are these dingbats? I got something for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
We are the bee's knees, my friend. Certified by the tri-state area to deliver some shenanigans and good times each and every morning here with Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning, Laura. Good morning, Rosenberg.
Good morning.
Good morning. Ebro, you have a very Che Guevara vibe today.
You think so?
I do. Laura, you don't see it?
I just need a cigar.
You get the cigar right now? You'd be in full chamo. You look like you're heading into battle right now.
Well, good news for everybody. I'm not a crazy bastard. I haven't been driven completely insane like that guy.
No, you just wearing a sweatshirt and a camo hat and the beard.
You know what I mean? Little army green bucket, polo bucket today. But, you know, you may hear this term, critical race theory. Have you guys heard this term?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
CRT, okay? Big panties in a bunch out here with the Republicans and the GOP and the conservatives. Panties all bunched up around this academic movement of civil rights scholars and activists in the United States who seek to critically examine the law as it intersects with issues of race and to challenge mainstream liberal approaches to racial justice. That's what it is. There's books on it. You can read about it. Because basically what it does is it goes into all of the things that we're dealing with here in America and uses the lens of race. Because as you guys know, white supremacy permeates all of our minds, from complexionism to hair texture issues to how we determine what is beautiful and what is not beautiful to even how we look at people in the criminal justice system. Race permeates everything, banking, real estate. Even when you look up somebody like Robert Moses, who put up the Cross Bronx Expressway and basically decimated the South Bronx and people who owned homes there. When you look at redlining, all of that dealt with race. And so you have a bunch of people who are now running political platforms that are like, we're going to make sure that this does not get into schools. Basically, they don't want the truth to be told.
Wow. They don't even want people to mention
all these issues of race?
No, because it flies in the face of American exceptionalism. It flies in the face. It completely decimates this idea that America is this perfect union. And for that, I give all of y'all that have a problem with it.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because if you listen to this program, in about an hour, we bring in the gurus, and they deal with relationships. And one of the things about relationships, all of them, whether they're romantic ones, community ones, whatever they are, work relationships, you know what it's about? It's about communication. And to make progress, you're going to have to communicate, and you're going to have to face the truth. And if you're not willing to do that, you get one of these.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because the problems will persist. So don't run from it. Don't run from the truth. Look into it.
So
face it head on. Laura Stiles, what you got today?
Well, you know, the very popular Peloton bike, the company Peloton. So it's super popular, but they also started making treadmills. So people were snatching them up. You know, there's waits for these things, like a couple months you have to wait for the bikes. And I'm sure the treadmills were probably the same. But when Peloton came out with its treadmills, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission told them, they warned them, hey, this treadmill is could be unsafe for children and pets.
Ooh, they got a warning?
Yes, in mid-April. And then Peloton was like, you know what? We're still going to sell these joints. You know, we're still going to make our money. You know, like a child was killed and pets have been caught underneath?
What's happening exactly, Laura?
I think the way the design is made, you can get pinned underneath. I don't think it's low enough to the ground. So I think pets are getting pinned underneath and getting hurt, and it's unsafe for children and pets, and they told them in mid-April. And Peloton still went ahead.
Griff said it has a suction to it, too.
Oh, God. I think it's even worse.
So it pulls you in and then traps you?
Yes.
It's like getting stuck under a boat in your own house?
Bruh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Bruh. So now they're doing a recall and asking people, you know, to get refunds. And there's some morons out there. Producer Griff was telling me that there's morons out there. They're refusing to return their Peloton treadmill. Wow. They're like, nah, we keeping ours. We're not returning it. Fam, it's just layers.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Well, you know, layers. To be fair, there have been treadmill deaths before this.
Fam.
There's been some notable ones. But, treadmills are dangerous for babies and puppies and dogs.
But if you specifically have been warned that your product is not safe.
Yes, absolutely. I'm just, you know, to be fair, treadmills have been one of those things that have been a household danger for a while.
Yeah, people do forget that you're having, like, heavy machinery that moves fast and hard. They're a little iffy for the house, to be honest with you.
The whole
but if
thing,
somebody, if a company's like, yo, fam, return these, you might die. Or somebody in your house might get hurt and you don't want to return it.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got today?
Oh, well, another day, Ebro. Another white teacher going on a racist rant.
Oh,
this
man.
One in New Jersey. The teacher, Howard Zlotkin, at William Dickinson High School in Jersey City. Right around the corner, Ebro.
Yo. Is this a public school? What school is it?
I believe so. It is William L. Dickinson High School. The teacher, who is white, went on a rant talking about, this is on a Zoom class, talking about how people are whining and crying about Black Lives Matter. He used expletives talking about the George Floyd case. He got arrested and he got killed because he wouldn't comply. And the bottom line is, we make him a bleeping hero, he said. He went on from there. Wow. This is Ebro, where you really get a look into probably the sad part that I shouldn't be chuckling at, but this line is so crazy. At one point, he tells his students, if you think I'm privileged, then beep you, because my daughter thinks I'm privileged, and I don't speak to her.
Wow. You better shut your white mouth.
Oh, wow. His own daughter was cooking him.
And I don't speak to her.
Yo, if you're wondering what school that is, if you're ever driving or headed towards a turnpike out of Jersey and you see that beautiful school that sits up on a hill, in Jersey City. It's actually like a historic landmark. Dickinson.
Oh, it's historic,
school.
All right. Yeah. Now he's being suspended by the Board of Education during an ongoing investigation.
Get him out of here. Out of here. Anybody like him, get them all out of here.
Facts.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah, people have problems, man. People have problems. This goes to that critical race theory thing I brought up in the beginning. People are having real problems coping with cultural changes in our society right now. And it's going to go on for a little while.
And also, you're going to find the people who are kind of mentally and emotionally unstable, and it can come out through them, too. Because this guy sounds like a psychopath.
That's crazy. And what grade is he teaching?
What's a high school?
High school. Wow.
Yeah. High school kids.
He didn't comply.
So the guess what? Dickinson and Jersey City School Board, if you don't get rid of him.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Healthy eval. Health. Mental health eval. People need them.
Lord.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Cast 197 minutes commercial free. And up next, Curve. World renowned, this Curve segment.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because everywhere on the globe, people get curved.
Every day.
It's a damn shame.
You know what I mean? Especially as things start to open back up. You know, you've been alone maybe for a year, and you're like, you know, I'm going to try this dating thing. Mm-hmm. A little bit thirsty, though. You're moving a little fast.
I mean, it's been a long time.
And you don't hear back from them. Well, jeez. You've been curved, man. You've been ghosted. You've been curved. And we have a whole department here at Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg to help you out. And next, we will listen to someone who's been curved. Ladies and gentlemen, curve time. Eddie.
Hey.
Hey, man. How are you today?
All right.
Yeah. Okay. You sound distracted. We catch you at a bad time.
No. This is kind of weird for me, so that's all.
Okay. Fair enough. A lot of people get a little scary on Curve because we're talking about the time you went on a date with someone and they never hit you back again.
Yeah.
That could be a little discomforting. You went out with Rose. You guys met on Tinder. Said he was nervous on the date. You thought it went pretty good. She even kissed him. Okay.
Hello. On your penis?
Eddie, on the peen?
On the cheek.
Okay, that's close. It's penis adjacent.
Not really, but go ahead.
Moving in the right direction, at least. At least not the top of the head. And that was at the end of the night. So, Eddie, how many times did you text her after the date?
Three or four.
Okay, four. So, Eddie, anything else you want to add in here before we call Rose?
I got some friends that are pretty obsessed with Tinder. They're on all the time, and I tend not have, like, that great of luck on it, I guess, but... Like, when Rose and I matched, like, she's absolutely beautiful, so I was super excited, and I'd like to know what happened, because, like, I thought things went really well.
Sounds like a nice enough guy, right?
I mean, sounds like he had a nice date, but let's see what happened.
So, Laura, you want to call Rose?
Yeah, let's call Rose right now.
Let's do it.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, Rose. This is Laura Stiles from Ebro in the Morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I'm here with Ebro and Rosenberg now. You went on a date with Eddie, right?
Yeah.
And how did the date go?
It went well. He's a really sweet guy. We had a fun time.
Okay, well, you didn't call him back.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's obviously a reason. What happened?
I feel really terrible because he, honest to goodness, he's the sweetest guy, and I really did have a good time. But,
okay. But
honest to goodness,
he's not really my type physically, and I swiped right on him because I wanted to try something new, and he seemed nice, and I thought that I might be able to get past the looks thing, but I really can't do it, and I feel bad, but yeah.
Well, what is your type?
I don't want to get too detailed because I don't want to say anything mean.
Rose, what's your type? You want a bad boy? You wanted him to pull your hair on the first day? You wanted to put his hand right in that small little light choke while you guys kissed?
Wait. But she just said her issue was just the physical.
He's on the shorter side, and he's a little nerdy.
So he's too nerdy, and he's short.
Okay.
Yeah.
That actually is kind of sad.
Eddie, we have Eddie on the phone, Rose. Eddie?
What?
Hey, Rose. Ooh, that sounds pathetic.
Aww.
He is nice, right?
Well, Rose said he was nice. She just wasn't physically attracted to him.
No, he really is. Eddie, you honestly are a really nice guy, and I feel really terrible. I just didn't really feel that chemistry when we went out.
That's, you don't have to feel bad about that, but, like, it would have been cool if you just told me rather than...
No, you're right. I was just embarrassed. I should have. I mean, sorry.
Rose, don't feel bad, and Eddie, you shouldn't feel bad either. Everyone is not for everyone.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Physically, mentally, spiritually, sometimes it just doesn't connect.
And that's what you guys are dating. They're trying things out, you know?
Yeah.
Look, Eddie, it could have been worse. She could have led you down a couple of dates and then hit you with it. At least it was after the first date. And you're man enough to go investigate and learn about your shortcomings. I mean, you're, bro.
Come on.
I'm sorry, I had to. It was right there.
Or maybe they could be friends?
No. I mean, I would like that.
Yo, Eddie, take the friend zone, my G. Take the friend zone. You can get out of the friend zone.
Yeah, I would like to hang out with you.
There you go.
I really like you, so.
And Eddie, look at it like this. She already kissed you on the cheek. The next time you do, she does it, smack on the ass a little bit.
Whoa!
See, she likes it. She likes it. She likes it. And see, now, Eddie, you could go out, y'all could drink, and you could be as crazy as you want to be because you're just a friend.
Nice. Yeah, man.
Take it, Eddie.
I mean, I can't do anything about my height, but maybe I could do something.
But you could do something about the dude.
All right, calm down. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Oh, here we go. A new TV show for people to watch. Rosenberg. I saw the trailer on Apple TV Plus. Griff, our producer, went in first.
Oh, man.
But Rosenberg is two episodes in. What's the show you're saying is fire?
Mosquito Coast.
Ooh.
Mosquito Coast. Two episodes in. Like, I'm not willing to, you know, crown it or anything. I don't know. After two, I don't say anything. I'll tell you this, though. The first two definitely got me interested. Interested to see three.
Okay, should we wait, or is this, like, really, like...
It's week to week. They put up two episodes so far. It's I'll say this, guys, and if this is what hooked me, is that our producer, Griff, said it's Ozark adjace.
Okay.
And I was like, okay.
Wow.
I'm up for some Ozark adjace. I need that to fill the gap.
So, in the trailer, it's like a, you know, regular family, you know, husband, wife, two kids, and then all of a sudden, the government's coming to get them. But we all know why.
Well, from the very beginning, though, the family's not regular. You can tell they're not doing well, and the dad is up to shenanigans. You just don't know what the shenanigans are. And then all of a sudden, they're on the run. And it gets hardcore quick. I mean, quick.
Like
so,
10 minutes.
And you know, with Apple, I mean, Apple spends money on shows like they're just trying. They, you know, they were like, hey, do we really need an extra shot? This is going to cost an extra $300,000. Yep. Yes. He's already nodding. Yes. Let's do it. Everything looks fire. Like, it's just nice for the sake of being nice, too.
Well, did you ever watch Tehran?
I have not finished
Apple
Tehran.
Tehran about Iran and Israel conflict. Yeah. And about spies, the Mossad spies and all of that. That joint fire, too.
But it's Tehran.
That's on Apple TV Plus.
Or they
it's on Apple TV Plus.
Oh, that's an Apple original?
Yes.
You sure?
Positive.
Man, when is the morning show coming back? I love that one.
Laura, I mean, the morning show
was that thing.
It was so good. I can't wait for it to come back.
Yo, on Apple TV Plus. Yo, C? Did you guys never watch C with Jason Momoa?
No,
fire.
Never watched that.
Fire on Apple TV Plus. Flames. But then again, I just like violence too sometimes. I wake up and choose violence.
And no, Ebro, Tehran was made by Israeli public television and distributed internationally by Apple TV.
Oh, got it.
But it was because I know because it was gigantic in Israel. Gigantic.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. But it's in Hebrew, right? With
subtitles.
Subtitles.
Yes.
Huh. I admit I'm not that smart. You know, things that are either historical or require subtitles every episode require me to really invest myself.
I actually like a subtitle. Subtitles keep me locked in a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Because then, you know, I have to pay attention.
That's true.
It's true. I'm good with subtitles, but the movie has got to be equally good. It can't just be all.
Oh, yeah, no. If it's subtitles are trash, yeah, nah.
Yeah, it's just drama, and I'm reading the whole time. It's just dialogue.
Now my lady will watch subtitles and garbage. And be like, yo, this is fire. And I'll be like, it's really not. It feels terribly.
So basically, like reading a bad book.
Basically.
She'll be like, no, the storyline's great. I'll be like, this is garbage.
They're not doing nothing. They're just sitting there talking.
Ah, man, but if it's got some romance and some well-dressed peoples, she'll start looking at the boots and the fashion. And be into it.
Wow.
Yo, call right now, 800-223-9797. If you want to be smarter than DJ John. Come on.
DJ John.
Yo, what's up, John? It's Thursday.
I know it's unfair that I'm coming to you to talk about your Knicks after you lost by 16. Sorry. But the Knicks have been doing very well.
Yeah, man, it's a tough team. Denver's a good team, so I'm not mad at that.
But you feel good about the Knicks going into the playoffs?
Yeah, I think we have 8 games left. So, you know, we ended with the Celtics. I think Toronto. We have Lakers coming up. So, pretty good.
Pretty good. What place are the Knicks at in the East right now, Rosenberg? ESPN's own Rosenberg.
The Knicks are fourth.
Fourth in the East.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You want to come back, Cass? Come back to be a fan?
Nah.
All right.
They're building nice Cass over there. Thibodeau and the squad. Looking good. Shout to the Knicks, man.
I'll remember that.
Do you think you'll get far enough to face the Nets in the playoffs?
Yes.
That's your prediction?
Absolutely.
Prediction. Absolutely, you're saying.
Ooh. We'll go 6 games strong.
Battle for New York.
Wait. Well, you know, you'd have to beat Atlanta first.
Right.
Yeah, we could beat them.
And then I don't even remember how the actual setup would be, because it would be that they're the 4-5.
Right.
The Nets right now are the 2.
So we'll face the...
I don't know if you play the Nets in the second round. The Nets would have, right now, the Miami Heat. But, of course, we have the play-in this year. Which I'm kind of excited about the play-in tournament.
You and LeBron need to argue it out then, because LeBron wants somebody fired over the play-in.
LeBron, yo, I love LeBron. He sounded like such a baby in that conversation. I was like, bruh, relax. This shouldn't even affect you. Just do what you do. LeBron never has to worry about the 7 seed. I don't even know why he's worried about it. It's cool, man. You get 4 teams who have a couple of quick games to see who gets to go in. Now, I think there are situations in which it could be unfair, but I don't really see that this year.
Isn't the play-in makes the playoffs in the NBA hockey a chase where mad people make the playoff?
Well, not really, because you don't make it. For people who don't understand, the top 6 seeds in the playoffs will go in as regular, right? But then 7 plays the 8 and the 9 plays the 10. The winner of the 7-8 gets the 7 slot, and then the 8 plays the winner of the 9-10, and they get the 8th slot. So it just gives more people.
And have they said how long those series are going to be? Are those going to be like 5 games?
One game.
It's just a 1 game.
Yeah, so like the Pacers will play the Wizards. The Wizards are now the 10th team. And the Heat will play the Hornets. And if the Wizards win 2 road games, you'd have to win 2 road games against 2 different teams, you get your way into the playoffs.
But LeBron's point is it's T-ball or Jace, I guess. Because it should just, you just count up to 8 and run with it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not T-ball. You still got to win those games. You got to handle your business. But I mean,
who's on the line, Shawnee Culture?
We got Neil.
Neil, what are we giving away, DJ John? If somebody calls in, if Neil is smarter than you, what do you have?
When your mom, her guilty pleasures, we're talking about dinner, an intimate virtual performance with 7 Streeter. So all that and plus qualify for a grand prize of a diamond necklace made hot by 7 Streeter, E1, Roslyn Socials. Vladdy's Diamonds and Hot 97, baby.
Wow. And a date with DJ John, which is your mom's real guilty pleasure. You know what I mean?
Wow. Mom's got guilty pleasure?
I mean, back. That is a side piece. You know what I'm saying? Crazy. Good morning. How you doing, sir?
I'm great. How you guys doing? Ebro, Laura, Shawnee, Rosenberg. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, too, man. Good to talk to you, man. Where you headed this morning? What do you do for a living?
I just finished school, so I'm actually looking for a job. I'm here in Brooklyn. So right now, I'm just, you know, find a job, working out.
What's your area of expertise, sir? What are you good at here? What'd you get your degree in?
I got a degree in sociology, but I'm interested in film and graphic design. So, visual design, animation, that sort of thing.
Right. So you spent money to get a piece of paper for sociology, but your professional interests are different.
Yeah, I mean, it's a liberal arts school, so the degree is just a degree, you know. But it wasn't anything specific. So I did spend money, but it'll go a long way.
Yeah, I'll talk ish behind your back after we get you off the phone. No, I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to give these people your money, at least get a certificate and something that's going to make you some money. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? But sociology, listen, when I studied sociology in the college that I didn't finish, my plan was to just write books and be a teacher, so.
Oh, yeah?
Right. Yeah, that was my interest. I was like, you know what?
Not too late.
Write a couple books and be a teacher. All right, answer this question super fast. Here we go. Let's go. Laura Stiles.
Okay. We are here for some Selena trivia. So can you tell us who played Selena in her movie in
1997? Selena, that was my baby girl, J-Lo.
My baby girl?
Baby girl, J-Lo. Girl. That's Neil's baby girl. Wow.
Baby girl.
Neil said my baby girl.
Baby girl, J-Lo.
I respect it.
Yo, tell us what's up,
Neil. You know what I mean?
I respect it.
Neil been laying in the cut this whole time. She's been getting with Ben Affleck and A-Rod. Neil's cool being a side piece.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
All right, DJ John, here's your question. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what was Selena's first album?
Selena.
It's called Mis Primeras Grabaciones.
You sure?
Wow.
I'm running my Google. Wow. It doesn't say that.
Sure.
It doesn't say that.
John, you can save yourself if you can translate that.
Oh.
Oh, you can translate mis primeras grabaciones.
Say it again. Can I hear it? Wait, you guys are cutting out. What did you guys say? Hello? Mm-hmm. Hello? I can't hear you guys.
All right. What? I Spanish that trash. Rosenberg Santos can translate.
No, I don't know the second. Mis primeras grabaciones. I don't know what that means.
Grabaciones, recordings, my first recording.
Here we go.
Yeah. My first recording. See, I told you guys. Yeah.
John, don't worry. You got the Canelo fight this weekend. You got a lot in your mind. We understand.
Yeah, Canelo's, he's going to win, hopefully.
Who's Canelo fighting?
Saunders. Who he always fights? People no one cares about?
No. Yo, wow. Neil, you getting this whole Mother's Day guilty pleasures pack to lace up your mom or your baby moms, whoever it is, man. Neil, you want to shout them out? Who's your mom? Shout your mom.
Hey, mom. If your mom, you listening, she's on her way to work right now, actually. She works in the city. Love you, and got a gift coming to your way, so thank you.
There you go.
That's beautiful, man. Hang on, Neil. We got to get your info.
Keep running.
Neil, the next time you decide to go to college, man, get a piece of paper that's going to be about the bread you want to make, all right?
I tell you, man. I tell you.
You know what I'm saying? It's tough. It's tough.
Where were you before you went to school, bro?
Sorry, man. Hang on, man.
Oh, man, damn.
Listen, man, sociology is phenomenal if you want to write books and be a teacher, be a professor, you know what I mean? Maybe, you know, do some research for some other companies, maybe. You get into some research, but, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Laura Stiles, Flashing Lights, you ready to do it now?
Yes, let's go.
Let's go. Shout out to all the sociologists out there.
Now, remember, LeBron James had a controversial tweet about Makia Bryant and the police officer who shot her. And people were coming after LeBron. Even the LAPD wants the NBA to investigate him, right? Now, LeBron James is now saying he regrets the Makia Bryant tweet because he feels it fueled the wrong conversation. Everybody, you know, and I get it. Everybody's just focused on him. Like, his tweet said, "You're next, #accountability. Now, we all know what LeBron James meant. He wanted accountability for what happened. But now he just reflecting and he's admitting that he regrets it. There was a Vox article that is going around, and LeBron James tweeted the article himself to try to explain to people why he felt that way. But I get it. You know, like, people are more focused on LeBron than the actual, you know, event that took place.
Well, not only that, I think it was it was spun as if LeBron was wishing some sort of violence towards the police. And if that's not what your intention is, to bring violence or negative, a negative attention to something or to outshine the actual story, of course you regret that.
Yeah, the Vox article, you can just Google it. It says why they're not saying Makia Bryant's name. It's on Vox.com. But if you go to LeBron James's Twitter, he tweeted about it.
Let me tell you, racists hate LeBron James. So anytime he talks, it's used as a way to come at him. It was so clear when you read it what he was talking about. But
he put hashtag accountability, that part. I mean,
the accountability part, not your next hashtag murder. It was accountability, but
Here's the thing about outspoken black folks.
Racists don't like them?
Yeah, it's been like that for a while.
I've noticed that.
Stay in your place.
It's been like that for a while, man. Especially somebody with a big platform.
And big money?
Big money, big platform. Yeah, it makes them uncomfortable.
In other news, you guys, we're open. And what I mean by that is, tickets for Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival sold out in minutes.
Oh, hit the button.
That's Texas. Ball lineup.
But that's Texas, though, y'all.
Guys.
It's Houston.
I know we keep saying that, but Governor's Ball, the lineup came out. That joint's going to get sold out, too. People are so excited, and they just want to be out.
Listen.
Gov Ball's not till September, though.
Enjoy September. Yes. Enjoy the next few months of warm weather, because who knows what's coming again. We don't know.
Well, and if things get shut down, they'll get a refund, right?
Right. So you might as well enjoy the warm weather outdoor stuff. I got to give Travis congrats, though. Starting price for the two-day festivals, $300.
Well, it's sold out already, though. So who's the congratulations, straight up? People got money they want to spend.
Congratulations, you made money. And also congratulations, you kept out anyone who's not rich, essentially, from going to your show. But,
well, let me tell you something about these festivals. When you go to them, look around. It's a bunch of suburban white kids.
Because people definitely, I saw a lot of people online who wanted to go to the Travis, to Astroworld, and it was just prohibitively expensive. They couldn't do it. $300 starting?
That's bread.
I don't even like, I'm going to keep it a bean. I'm too old, but I guess if I was 22, 25, and I had a bunch of friends, we would show up at these festivals and just post up all day.
Of course you would.
And by the way, Gov Ball or Rolling Loud in New York with weed legal is about to be next level.
I just don't know, in my 41 years pon the planet, how many times I've shelled out $300 for a ticket for anything. It's only happened a couple.
Airline ticket?
Oh, no, airline ticket it's happened. But, Laura, can you think of a show that you dropped $300 on a ticket?
No.
And we're, established adults. It's a lot of money.
I spent $300 on a ticket to take my mom to see The Book of Mormon, I believe.
I was about to say, it's got to be a Broadway show.
Broadway show.
If you want a decent seat to a Broadway show, you're spending money.
But then again, I ain't bought a concert ticket since 1990. Let's keep it 100.
All right, you guys don't count, all right?
But I'm saying
Flashing Lights report. The time is 8 a.m. I have 66 degrees, sunny today. Alternate site parking rules are in effect.
Some people pay $300 to get into regular clubs out here.
Wow.
You want to really keep it with
them. Can I hit them with the button?
But they're doing it.
But they got the money, or they don't have the money, and they're willing to spend money they ain't got. Either one is happening.
$300 on a bottle, right?
Facts.
Concert might be a
more
party.
Than that. Yo, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning, everybody.
WQHT and WQHT HD1, New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
You can't hate Mother's Day.
I know people who do.
What do you mean?
Why?
I know people who hate Mother's Day.
It's a Hallmark holiday.
How do you hate moms that hate Mother's Day? If you're not a mom and you hate Mother's Day, your opinion's obsolete. You have nothing. It doesn't even matter. You're a moron.
You played yourself. Well, that's your opinion, but there are people who just think it's annoying. It's OD.
What do you mean it doesn't have to be OD?
Well, hating and annoying is two different things.
You know what, Shani? That's fair. Hating and annoying are two different things.
Yeah.
See, I hate that. I hate going out to dinner. I had this conversation with my sister yesterday because we were trying to figure out what's going to happen for Mother's Day this weekend. And I just hate having to go out to dinner on Mother's Day. Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day, worst days in America to go out to eat. And
why Mother's Day? There's no reservations? Is that what's the problem here?
Yeah, but I mean, there's some reservations, but they rush you in and out of the restaurant. They have they have Mother's Day price fixed menu where they usually have trash on that menu anyway. Mm-hmm. And it's annoying. There's like thousands of people waiting there at the restaurant. It's just a lot.
We be on that Mother's Day brunch. You know what I'm saying? Table for 30, please.
See, it's people like, sure. You have people
squad up.
Yo, and then y'all want to split the bill five ways.
Right.
Oh, God.
Slowing everything down. You know what I'm saying? 20 split bills.
Yo, we need 20 different checks for this Mother's Day.
I guess also it's
terrible.
It's the way your family handles things. My family doesn't do any of the traditional American holidays particularly. Mom wasn't ever into Mother's Day. Dad wasn't into Father's Day.
But wait, just because they're not into it, you never did anything special for your mom for Mother's Day? Not even get her flowers?
Oh, yeah. Send flowers. Basically every year send her flowers. Often go home. Though I'm not this year because they're coming up here next week.
Okay. But you'll send her some flowers.
Yes, but she doesn't care. Mm-hmm. Like my mom, I'm not saying she's not like, oh, thanks. But it almost feels wasted. It almost feels like I just literally threw money in the garbage.
Not my mom.
It did not. Because no matter what, flowers are nice to have in the house.
Yeah. My mom was here. She was like, you didn't have to do the dinners and go crazy. But fam, you didn't send a card? Because there was definitely some Mother's Days in my teens and 20s. Mm-hmm. Where you just not paying attention. And I didn't send anything. Oh, man, I got hammered.
And there's always the conflict. Remember yesterday's guru was like, am I spending Mother's Day with my mom or am I spending Mother's Day with the mother of my children?
I ain't trying to hear that. I'm
always
not trying to hear it.
Yeah, that's
fam, thing. Fam, listen.
It's a thing.
Your ass up and figure it out.
There's an order of operations here.
Shit, it's dead.
If you're a new mom, and you have a problem honoring the moms that have been around that have paved the way for you to be a mom. Mm.
Well, they didn't really pave the way.
I mean, this isn't the end. They made your man.
They made your man.
They paved the way. They fed him. They put a roof over his head. Right. What are you talking about?
Made him somebody.
If you have a problem
love.
With that woman and you think you come before her, you are a bozo.
Congratulations. There's wives who are tight right now that's like, no, I need my day.
Well, guess what? You got to share your day.
Yeah, don't worry. Your kids will grow up, and then they'll take care of you on your day.
You better set the precedent now.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you acting stupid, then your kid gonna act stupid.
Just figure it out, fam. And even if you guys don't get along,
that sent me around the bed.
Yo, Laura, you down to see
Mother's
it today?
Go have Mother's Day. Yeah, of course I do. My mom's coming over. If Ricardo's mother was here, I would spend it with her, too. I absolutely would. And to be honest with you, I'm a new mom, but I'm thinking more about my mother and his mother.
Mm, right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
You're not like, honor me.
But hold on, guys. There's a big aspect we're forgetting. First Mother's Day, it's a big one.
Mm-hmm. Can be.
First Mother's Day ever, it's a big one.
Yo, Ricardo, don't screw it up, bro. Oh,
man.
There's 24 hours in a day. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is throw some rose petals on that carpet in the living room, put on some music, and light a candle as soon as young baby light goes to bed.
Hold on. Mother's Day is also like Valentine's Day? It's about banging moms out?
What do you think moms want out here?
You know what I'm saying?
I just didn't know that was a thing on Mother's Day. I didn't know that you laid roses on the carpet for Mother's
Rosenberg.
Day.
Rosenberg.
You do when
you're a,
your
when
relationship.
You're a parent, that's a thing every weekend if you can make it happen.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's a, well,
if
that's
you right. And you notice
if
I
you want to if you want to come back from Fantasyland and join me on the
if
program.
If you can make it happen because moms live in Fantasyland. Facts.
Wait, what do you mean? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
You're going to have to elaborate on that.
Yeah, I'm confused.
You and Charlie
Man. I'm lost.
Moms live in fantasy land. What the hell does that mean?
No, moms live in fantasy land. I said what I said.
What does that mean?
That means moms want things that can't necessarily happen because of time and fatigue. Like their backs being blown out every night every other night or every weekend. But no, you got to at least make the effort, set the scene, even if you fall asleep.
I think moms are a little bit more realistic than you're saying. They know. They just want, listen, they'll be happy with just like a little food so they don't have to cook, clean up. Okay. Listen, I don't want to, you know, I want to make sure. The only thing I want is like it's a nice meal with my mother, and I don't want to have to be the one cleaning up and fixing everything up. But for some reason, I always end up being the one doing it. But that's all I really want. I don't expect. Wow.
Straight shots flying in here. Watch out. Everybody duck. Get low.
Now, Laura, listen. Here's my question for you. As you send off buckshots at your man. Do you agree with Ebro's assessment that when you think about what you want for Mother's Day, you're thinking about rose petals and some turn out the lights being played? Or are you thinking about waking up with a little gift and like, yo, Mom, I appreciate you so much. Here you go. Blah, blah, blah.
That, you know what? What's more realistic for me is the second one. That's it. That's it. Keep it simple.
But you would take.
And if the bang out happens, that's amazing.
Whoa! There we go.
My Lord.
But I'm not gonna be like Mother's Day is ruined because I didn't get any. Like
I'm gonna just say it. Hey. This is her first Mother's Day. If it's the same thing by the third or fourth Mother's Day, she gonna have a problem.
I was today years old when I learned that moms want to get banged out on Mother's Day. Listen, I don't have a children, so I only have one mother so far to worry about, so I'm glad I don't know this, all right? But I was today years old when I found
Rosenberg,
out.
Moms so extra. Are wild animals.
So I understand, so but I mean, the holiday doesn't feel that way in the commercials, man.
They don't tell you that part.
They don't tell you that part.
There's two type of people in this world. There's mothers and there's mothers.
Wow.
What the hell?
There's mamas and there's mama effers. Handle your business. Get ready.
What do moms really want?
I don't think that. What do I moms don't think everyone is on the same
800-223-9797. What do moms really want? Not what you think is realistic.
What do you really want?
Because absolutely. All moms settle for what they think is going to work and keep the family happy and keep the day great. But moms, what do you really, really?
If you're gonna steer them that way, it's not a real question. he really just sets the whole thing up. He's like, "What do you really want?"
I mean, no,
really. I mean, deep down, really want.
Those lines went up, didn't
what?
They?
What? These lines is gonna feel like really? Christmas the way they like now. These lines is lit. These moms is out.
Yo, now, look, to Laura's point, it's sometimes not realistic. Hey, the mom's not in a relationship. She doesn't have a little thing. You know, she's got a lot of kids, and, you know, the kids want to do something. She's going to spend time with the kids. Because, look, when Father's Day comes around, you know, dad's what dads really want.
Talk about it.
Is to go to sleep. But
or even get any acknowledgement for the holiday whatsoever.
Or to not have to share the day with graduates.
Dad's grad.
That's a fact.
That's so lame.
Lame. Father's Day's trash. But I'm just saying, you know, if we could get it the way we really wanted it, you know what I'm saying? It would be a nap, some food, and some sex. But we ain't gonna get all that.
You don't get all that. We got Siobhan.
Not gonna get all that.
Let's see what Siobhan wants.
Siobhan,
hi,
what do
everyone.
Good morning, Siobhan. What do moms really want on Mother's Day?
I mean, really want.
Really, really want is sleep.
Yeah. Oh, just like the dad.
100% sleep. I want to just stay in bed and watch a TV show, a full TV show. And when my kid's like, Mama, change the channel, I'm going to say no.
Right.
Say no.
Say no.
And have somebody take care of it. Say no. And then wake up the next morning and not have anything to worry about because dishes are done. And I slept.
So you don't want some lay them down, smack them, yag them?
No shot. No shot.
No shot. Shut it down.
No shot.
Wow.
Yeah. Because that's something that has to, like, happen during the week. Like, for a Mother's Day, I kind of think, like, I don't want to think about making me a mom again.
Don't even want to practice having children.
You don't want to be a mom again.
Traumatized.
Yeah. Yo, we got Rachel.
Rachel, what does a mom really want for Mother's Day?
I want to feel appreciated for once because I feel like I do everything myself.
Give us an example. What would make you feel appreciated, Mom?
Mommy, I made you breakfast.
That's easy.
Yeah, I just want the simple things.
I have a 5-year-old. She can't buy nothing, and I know her father not buying me nothing either.
She's 5. She can't make your breakfast either at 5.
Yeah, she keep her away from the stove too, Mom.
She brings me fruit. She brings
me fruit.
There
we go.
That's
good.
That's cute. It's
fruit
effort,
and a bottle
right?
of water.
Yeah, sure this, no, she brings. She pours lemonade.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Shout out to her. What's your daughter's name?
Lula.
Lula. Oh, shout out to Lula. Cute. Lula, that's get it together cute. For Mother's Day. What do moms really right? want?
So
thank
far,
you for your phone call.
So far, Ebro's still asking like it's a porno, but all he's gotten is sleep and some breakfast.
Yeah. What do moms really want?
But what do you want?
Because moms are liars. They're not going to call up here and tell the truth.
Yeah, they're saying other stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Moms are liars. That's why they make the commercial the way they make
the
commercial.
I believe these moms are calling in. It's simple. Just keep it simple.
I don't believe them.
Why
don't
we believe the actual moms calling the show, Laura? We can just believe Ebro.
That's right.
We have
who
the
else we got, Shani?
Let's take another one.
We got Sharon.
Sharon, what do you really want
no,
for
no,
Mother's
Sharon,
Day?
No, Sharon, what do you really want for Mother's Day?
I would like to be pampered for the whole weekend, starting from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
Don't just give me no damn one day. Make it a whole weekend event. I don't cook one meal. I don't lift a finger to clean anything. And then every night I get some on top of it.
Okay, that's the bonus. You want the bonus.
What she said about top?
She wants somebody on top of it.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard. She said the sex would be on top of everything else. So basically,
I just heard, and I want somebody on top of it.
So the biggest thing it sounds like is you don't want to clean all weekend.
I don't want to clean. I don't want to cook. I want to have all my meals brought to me in bed. I want to watch my DVR all day.
Wow, you still got DVR.
I got so much stuff in my DVR.
Wake up, New York.
Hey, yo, wake up.
Ebro in the morning.
We know what she mean by pampering.
Yeah, we know what they mean. They want massage, foot rub. All of that leads to the bah.
Yo, man.
Yo. Up next, the Gurus, Cast 1, 97 minutes commercial free. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody.
What they really want.
Those first two moms was lying. They can't even dream. You know what I'm saying?
Shut up, Ebro.
So who out there's got douche coin, huh? You ready to go out and get you some douche coin?
Who's got douche coin, bros?
Bro, you got the douche coin?
Coin, bro.
Coin.
I can't say
that. Why do you sigh, Laura? You don't have douche coin?
I do, but I'm just, you know how I'm into my world news? I was just reading that hundreds of anti-vaxxers gathered around in Utah in a desert and lit a giant syringe on fire.
Wow.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever... Yo, fam, if you don't want to get the vax, don't get the vax. But that right there is...
Yo, bun it.
I don't know if I've ever heard of a time when
but you're not actually burning anything. What are you doing?
Something on fire and it made sense. I never was like, that was... Like you're no matter how you feel, you're doing too much.
The symbolism.
Okay.
That is theater at the highest level.
Right.
That did nothing.
Oh, you're just polluting.
That's right.
What are you talking about?
It was to
and
get
Shani,
our attention.
When I say polluting,
was like, yeah,
you're like,
bun
that's
it,
right.
Bun it. Babylon.
Bun it down.
But they didn't actually burn any of the vaccines.
It's the symbolism.
No, it's a giant syringe. It's ridiculous.
It sounds hilarious. It sounds hilarious.
Oh, no, it's funny.
But,
it's funny.
You know, it's sad like funny. When Dead Prez used to burn the dollar or used to burn the flag on stage. You was like, what?
Well, burning a flag has a different sort of symbolism than other things, whether it's good or bad. Burning
it's the symbolism.
A syringe is just stupid.
Let's get to the gurus.
Yes.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura@gmail.com. That's where you write to us, and we will try our best to join together.
That's right. That's
and
right.
heal you and guide you.
So,
Shani Coulter, burn the sage, the Palo Santo.
Or the three.
The shaman's apparently. Here with the peyote and the shrooms if y'all need it. You
know Rosenberg, inhale, exhale, lead us.
Right.
Who's in need of help?
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. And thank you to everyone. When I said we needed emails, the emails came through. Mm-hmm. Lots of
people
to
help.
Get to over the next week or two.
That's
so.
Right.
Right. Keep the emails coming. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Good morning, gurus and shaman Ebro. Oh,
yeah.
Yes, I might want those shrooms and peyote after this email. Hey, can we give some suggestions to Shawnee's elevator music, please?
Nah, man, that's Mr. Easy pour me. That's Shawnee, you're going to have to play the original. When this is over, we're going to have to play the song.
You got to play it. Yo, Cash, you got to.
Cash, you got Mr. Easy pour me water. Thing.
No, this is Shawnee's song. I do not have this song.
What's it called? It's in the system. Shawnee, we'll play it.
Got you.
You're not doing any favors to this song when we play it every day as our story time music. I'll get right to it. I have two teenage daughters. One is 15, the other's 13.
Yeah, you need the shrooms and peyote, my G.
I found out that my 15-year-old has stolen from me.
Wow. Uh-oh.
I've been looking over my credit card statements, and I've calculated that she has stolen $1,400 in total.
Whoa.
She's done it in increments, buying things from Amazon, eBay, games on PlayStation, and even sends things to her friend's house.
Mm. Oh, that's
yes,
the one.
Give me the button for not constantly checking every statement.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
This is definitely a lesson learned. But she's stealing from me. I approached her about this and told her that this is credit card fraud. And there's now a federal investigation pending, and it's out of my hands.
Yo, come on, son.
Honestly, I'm into
charged,
it.
If she was to be charged with a federal offense, there's nothing I can do.
Oh, my gosh.
I tried to put some fear in her. We all know this generation is soft. I've even made her tally up all the charges and calculate them so she sees the damage she's done. What else can I do? I feel like this is the start of a very bad future, and she's an influence on her little sister. I don't know. I don't want her to feel she can get away with this. I'm Hispanic, and at this point, beating her ass doesn't work. Please help. Ebro and Shawnee, think you're both amazing dads. Please weigh in, because yes, I'm a single mom.
Okay.
Sincerely, moms, hide your wallet from your kids.
So I
yo, blessings to her, man.
I got questions, Rosenberg.
It's a lot. Tough.
But I guess we can only go on what's in the email.
Mm-hmm.
But
go ahead. What's your question?
How did the kid get access to the credit card? Did the kid like go in the bag, take the credit card and use it, or was it like on an app somewhere?
All you need is a credit card number and the expiration date.
Yeah, all she got to do is copy it one time when she sees it out.
You know, well, because that's really stealing at that point. I wasn't sure if maybe, you know, because kids nowadays, they have apps, right? And you have the app on your phone or they have their own iPad and they have the app store. And so they charge things not knowing, you know, the impact sometimes.
Yeah,
she but this sounds like she went, got the number and was
really stealing. Regardless, it's kind of the same thing. The bottom line is, without permission, this girl went and spent $1,400 on stuff and hid it from her mom. She stole.
That's a lot.
She's a thief.
Not $20.
Thief. Yeah, I mean, one, you've given her too many timeouts. She said that she's too big to hit her, but she doesn't respect you.
No, she said it doesn't work.
It doesn't work anymore, or it doesn't work ever. Who knows?
Shawnee, she's 15 years old. It's, at this point, it's not like a spanking. It's like, okay, that's called a fist fight.
Right. But I'm saying she's like, I'm trying to instill a little fear in her. It's too late. She didn't respect you. She didn't fear you to begin with. Because a lot of us would not even dare to go and take our parents' money and start buying stuff for our friends. So, but that's in the past. I think that you need to give her some new repercussions, right? So you can't beat her. You don't want to send her to the hospital. You don't want to send her to the police. What you want to do is find some other disciplines that she can do. I don't know what that is.
Look,
per
here's
se,
the deal.
Like some different punishments to teach
you,
her
Shawnee.
Responsibility.
Jump in, criminal
Shawnee,
styles.
I got you. I was a very
rambunctious.
Yes, nah. Rambunctious teen.
She was a criminal. Laura Styles was a graffiti writing, stealing, klepto criminal.
Chill.
Vagrant.
Chill. So listen, I would rather get an ass whooping from my mom than get punished.
Right.
You see, so you got to figure out what is it that she loves. Is it her phone?
Right.
Take it away. Like literally, as soon as she comes home from school, throw her in her room or her space and be like, no TV, nothing. Just here's some books. Do what you got to do. I would die if my mom wouldn't hit me with taking away my phone or make me wait for like a whole week. Can't do anything. I would rather take the ass whipping. Just hit me and get it over with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you really have to find out, like, what's her weakness. And just, like, yo, a simple, just having her stay in her room with nothing to do for 5-6 days, that is hell for a teenager.
And I'm
you
thinking,
just gotta find what her weakness is.
Yeah, and I'm thinking like something outside the house too, like someplace she has to work to embarrass her.
Some make community her earn, service.
Yeah, like put her through something that is real so she can get some character and know what it is to earn her own money and what it is what she took from her mother because she's playing.
And if all of that doesn't work, you guys are being real soft. You should do it. She mentioned that she's Hispanic or Latina or something like that. Mm-hmm. At first, I was like, what does that have to do with anything? Then it hit me. You should just do what our parents used to do. Ship us out to the DR or PR or wherever your family's from. Ship her right over there for 6 months. See how quick she comes back. See how she changes real quick. She don't want to live over there.
All right. Well, I get you.
And on that, too, you know, while we're all talking about discipline, right, for the actions, as a parent, you need to stop and think about what caused your child to feel like she had to go this route to get the things that she wanted. What's going on in y'all's communication that has gotten to this point where you even as the parent are like, I can't even discipline my child. Mm-hmm. So to Shawnee's point about the respect for that amount of money, like having your child actually understand what it takes to earn $1,400 and really have a conversation about what it takes to run the house. She's that old now. She's not a child. She's 15. So it's time to sit down with her in front of the bills that you pay every month, in front of the grocery list and receipts that you, and show her what that $1,400 did to the household. You know, a lot of times as parents, we just want to be like, yo, do as I say. But sometimes allow your child to use their intellect and understanding and go, yo, like, what's really good? Like,
And if you're paying her phone bill, make her start paying it.
Well, that's on the other side of it. Like, but there's still a conversation that needs to happen about what got to the point where your kid, where you feel, because if you feel like your child is stealing from you, to even say that means that there's something broken in there that's more. Because, you know,
from early.
Yeah, like, my kid is still young, but right, like, I stop short of calling my own. I won't call my own daughter a liar. Because I don't even want to fix my brain to think that she is purposefully and maliciously trying to attempt to do something.
Right.
Right? For you to say that my child is stealing from me.
See,
you've already gotten to the point as a parent where you think my kid is malicious. Mm-hmm. They're trying to do something slick and underhanded. Mm-hmm. And then to go and make up a whole lie and say the feds are going to be coming. She's 15. She's not a dummy.
Right.
She doesn't believe the feds are really coming after her. You got to sit down and have a real adult conversation with your kid about what it takes to make $1,400.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, how y'all got to this point.
If it doesn't get better, if you don't see any sort of improvement, then you got to start thinking about other things, therapy, et cetera. Because she may have, listen, there also, sometimes people do bad things when they're young, and it's a sign of having a disconnect in their brain when it comes to, like, moral consequences.
Yeah.
And then you got to get on top of that because there could be worse. But I don't think we're there yet. I think right now Ebro's take is the right one.
Yeah. And she, she's 15. A lot of 15-year-olds do bad things. But like they say, respect is earned. You're going to have to earn some respect from your child, which sounds crazy, I'm sure.
But well, and also think about why she lost respect for you.
Which probably happened a long time ago. That's why I'm like, something happened in the past, same way you're saying, but you have to have a new adult conversation without threatening her and show her what it is to really earn out here and earn your respect from her so she can see it.
Or buy the ticket.
Or drop them off like cats at a boarding school.
Or yeah, tell her you're taking her to an amusement park and then drop her off at a boarding school. That's what they did
to
cats.
Oh,
so,
man. You have a couple of options here, but I hope this helps you. Stay strong, okay? Stay strong, mama. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
Shout out to
Africa. It's that joint right here. Mr. E, what's going on? Also, too, 13, 14, 15-year-old kids, y'all need to start getting some jobs out here.
Yeah.
Man, kids need to be working, man. They need to have summer jobs.
Bag these groceries.
Yeah, man. They got to have jobs. And if they don't, then they just don't get certain things, man. You know, kids just thinking facts. Everything just shows up like a phone. I get a cell phone. Nah. Yeah.
Cell phone is her life. Make her pay for her own cell bill. Even though as a parent, you want to be like, well, how am I going to keep track? What if she doesn't da-da-da? But she's got to earn something, man.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you don't pay the bill or whatever portion you want her to provide, guess what happens?
The phone just turns off.
There you go.
It's still, the bill is still in your name. She's just got to turn over the cash for it to stay on.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? And that joint will get turned off if she don't make the bill.
Facts. And when she starts earning her own money, she'll know the value of money.
Coming up, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles was popping.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Trey Songz got hit with a battery lawsuit for allegedly assaulting a bartender. I'll give you the details on the story.
Why this don't stop lately
it
with Trey, right?
It does not.
Damn. It's
E. Kelly. Oh, baby. Pour me water. Holy water.
Corner. Yes. And it's no light. Yes. One time. We're almost back outside.
Shout out to Africa.
Shout out to Jamaica, Africa, the whole Caribbean, Spanish and English, whatever you speaking out here. The whole world is locked into Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg, and we appreciate you so very much. Speaking of outside, Cast One, what did you just say?
Yeah. I said, people are already outside, man. We outside.
Are you about to be outside?
I'm about to be outside.
Where you going?
Well, this Saturday, I'm in Yonkers, man.
Wow.
Listen, people are outside. I saw a picture Camilo put up yesterday in Staten Island. There was about 300 people in that picture.
Wow.
But here's the thing.
Wait, are you DJing like outdoor events or no? Right back to basics.
This is inside.
Wow.
See, I'm confused. Because when you say outside, I'm thinking outside, which I
we
think
mean
outside.
We say we're outside. We mean
outside your home.
No, no. Being actually outside is a great idea. Actually outside.
I mean, if you're vaccinated, you could be inside with vaccinated people.
When is this New York opening thing happening? Like the full opening?
June. July.
They're projecting July, but obviously that's what they want. Right. And by they, I mean the city and all of those things. What do they want? But it doesn't mean that it's going to happen if the numbers don't stay right.
But different
states
are open.
But so far, the numbers staying right.
Texas has been open.
Texas hasn't given a damn. Florida either. Georgia hasn't cared. Atlanta been going.
Portland is trying, but, you know.
Yeah, Oregon. Yeah, but, you know, California's trying, too. People are getting vaccinated, and they're trying to open it back up.
Right.
Look, we're going to have to try some stuff. All right? If you guys recall, getting into this thing was very imperfect. Getting out of this thing will be very imperfect. It will not be as smooth as we would all like it. Rolling out vaccines wasn't smooth. It's our first time running this drill of, you know, a worldwide pandemic in a modern day. So there's going to be some stumbles out of the blocks, but we're going to have to try some stuff. We're at Yonkers, Cass. I might pull up.
Oh, you going to pull
right.
up? Yeah, right. You're duo. You going to come? You going to pull up to Duo?
Duo
Saturday?
And Yonkers?
Yeah,
pull up. What time is this? Is like 11 a.m.?
It's an early vibe. It's definitely early vibe.
Look, I'm all down for anything.
Oh, no, did you say 11 a.m.?
Yeah, 11 a.m.
No. Like 8 p.m., 9 p.m.
It's getting late. My back's starting to hurt already. I gotta lay down. Let's get some flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Back hurts. Laura Styles, 411 on the flashing light. Trey Songz. So a bartender is is upset with Trey Songz, is hitting him with a lawsuit regarding an alleged assault that happened at the Hollywood Palladium. Now, this happened in 2019, but Trey is pretty much saying that he was at a Cardi B concert. He jumps on top of the bar. Clearly, you can't do that. The bartender says he put his hand on his shoulder gently to ask him to get down after several attempts to verbally ask him to get down. And he says that as soon as he touched Trey Songz that Trey Songz turned around and punched him. So now he's suing him. I feel like, man, it's always something.
I'm so confused by how many things like this happen with Trey. Like, in, if you were to know Trey in, like, the limited capacity that we know him, he's so
nice
cool.
Nice guy. Nice guy.
I just, like, and then every story you hear, and the problem is, it's the same thing I said about DaBaby. The problem is, one story, come on, we'll give you the benefit of the doubt. A lot of haters out there.
10?
Two stories, okay. Now there's your target. 10? It's like, bruh, what's going on here?
Well, if you recall the Kansas City football story, remember the whole mask thing? That was a whole debacle. Where did that thing end up?
I think he ended up being, I think he was, nothing happened to him. I think everything got dropped.
But it did turn out that he had his mask. He was just eating food.
Yes.
And they were tripping.
Yeah, I think that's what ended up happening, and things escalated. But he ended up walking away from that situation.
Listen, so let's see, man. When you're at establishments of business, they don't like when you jump up on the bars and the tables, stand on couches. Because if something goes left, they got to pay for it.
Right, like
if you fall, knock over a bunch of glass breaks, cut people's feet. You know what I'm saying? These are the things that when you run a business and you have to think about.
Right, like remember during the Travis Scott concerts, one of the guys who threw himself off the second floor, third floor, ended up suing the venue. It was like, nobody told you to jump off the third floor and break both your legs. Mm. But the venue will get sued too, so... We'll see, man.
What a time.
Yeah.
What a time.
Also, Laura, go ahead.
I was going to say, can we talk about this New York City votes thing that dropped yesterday, courtesy of the governor of New York State?
Oh, yes. Thanks for reminding me. So, Governor Cuomo, he signed a bill last night officially restoring the right to vote for formerly incarcerated New Yorkers.
Okay.
So, if you're currently on probation or parole, you have the right to vote. So, you guys, for more information, go to nycvotes.turbovote.org. But I'm sure if you Google it, it'll pop up. But you can check your voter registration. But this is big, guys. This is really, really dope.
It's a big deal. And a lot of people probably won't get word of this because they, interestingly enough, don't promote these things too heavily.
Yeah, so go to NYC Votes on Twitter to follow them. To get all this information and spread the word, because this is something that we should definitely be pushing, because this is a big change. So go to NYC Votes on Twitter and just Google it, but this is a big step.
Now, also registering to vote, the deadline to register to vote for the June 22nd primary election is May 28th. So if you're not registered to vote, you can go to NYC Votes. .org and get registered there.
Boom.
Boom.
All right. So, but yeah, that's this month. May 28th is the deadline to register. And as Laura just pointed out, if you were formerly incarcerated, if you are currently on probation or parole, you have the right to vote. See? Pee-wee even that's telling right. you. Respect, Pee-wee.
That's your flashing lights report. The time is 9:01. High of 64 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Hey, wait. Hey, wait.
Turn it up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be
we celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!